you why I can't find you. Every time I go out to your place, you gone fishing.
Now, how are you know?
Good Monday morning to you. So glad to have you on this podcast to Reeling It In, where we cast ourselves deep into God's Word and reel back those life applications. Hey, we are picking right back up. We had talked about two things that are needed. One is that we are to have brotherly love, and we're coming right back here to talk about the second thing, and that is to develop a holy ambition. And we are hunkered down right here in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verses 9 through 12. So let's look at this holy ambition. Paul tells us to make it, verse 11, make it your ambition to lead a quiet life, to mind your own business, to work with your hands. Now, Paul could have said, adopt this vision for your life, or make this the purpose statement of your life. But let's be honest, it's not exactly what we would have expected in a purpose statement. So the first thing he encourages us to do is to lead a quiet life. Now, that seems like an odd command, doesn't it? I mean, shouldn't we be more vocal? I mean, isn't there a greater need for Christians to be bold in our faith? Now, I don't believe that Paul is advising us to stop sharing our faith whenever and however we can. Instead, I think Paul may be addressing three different problems. The first is that we should be quiet rather than hurried. This is the spirit of busyness that keeps us always running after and never taking the time to rest in or trust the Lord. In this case, the quiet life is one that refuses to be governed by calendars and schedules, but instead governs their calendars and schedules by the Lord. Second, we should be quiet rather than anxious. Instead of constantly being upset about the circumstances of life, we should be people who trust that God is in control, that He loves us, and He will never make a mistake. It is the quiet that comes from the perfect trust. It's that sense of peaceful quiet, like a child sound asleep in the arms of their father during a thunderstorm because they know that their father will protect them. We can know the quiet of heart that comes from resting in the character of God's greatness. Third, we should be quiet rather than obnoxious. Paul wants us to be steady rather than fanatical in the way we live our lives. You've met these fanatics, haven't you? They may be excessively zealous about politics, sports, faith, or any number of things. And when you see these people coming, you generally want to hide. I mean, these people push everyone away because they're so aggressive. And obviously, this kind of attitude is harmful sometimes to the advancement of the gospel. Wasn't very long ago that there was someone coming over the bridge, and rather than flying low, there was a B-2 bomber, better known as the stealth bomber. Now, when you look at the stealth bomber, the key to these airplanes is that they are black, which means you can't see them at night. They are shaped in such a way that during the daytime, you can't easily tell what direction they are traveling. Now, the engines are buried deep in the plane so that they are incredibly quiet. They have minimal exhaust. Heat-seeking missiles can't find them because the heat from the engine is cooled before it leaves the plane. Now, the plane is designed so that radar signals will either be absorbed or bounce off of it in a strange and undetectable manner. So I sense that Paul is urging us to kind of live more like those stealth bombers than those loud World War II flying low planes. He wants us to be used powerfully by God to make an impact, but not in a noisy way. We don't have to engage in-your-face Christianity. God wants us to impact our society with our active love, our consistency in our behavior and attitudes, and with Christ-like wisdom. We are to be steady, not out of control. And I think this is the way Jesus approached life. He was direct, but he was also very gentle and very loving and very gracious. And let's not forget, also, very forgiving. Well, listen, that's all the time I got. We got to get out of here. I'm gone fishing.